Blog Talk Radio.
Various
the audience, you are the guest. So we really, really appreciate you. But we know if you're tuning into the show that you add, when you call into the show, you really do add a lot to the show. And we greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate those of you who are not too shy to call in and give your comments or ask your questions. So with that being said, we have an awesome guest that will be coming on the show in just a moment. So you just got to bear with us until we can get that person on. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. I don't want him to go away. We're going to get him on just in about another 10 minutes or so. We'll bring him on to the line. And Mr. Joseph Peters, and Mr. Joseph is going to, Joshua is going to, sorry about that for messing up your name there, Mr. Joshua. And Mr. Joshua is going to come on and tell us about how to stay motivated, how to get motivated, how to take our lives and make them exciting, how to turn around a bad situation that we might be going through or maybe have been through, and maybe that bad situation is holding us down and keeping us from our ultimate abundant life and destiny that God has purposed for us, how we can live on purpose. So he's going to come on and he's going to tell us. He is a motivational speaker, and he's going to definitely tell us how we can do that, how you can do that, how I can do that, how this can be accomplished in the lives of people. Now, if you are feeling a little bit uninspired, or you're feeling unempowered, or even unmotivated, if you lack motivation, then this is the show where you want to tune in, because this is a show where we teach you how to get motivated, stay motivated, live motivated, how to really, really own motivation for your life. It is up to you. I remember when I was in the military some years ago, they told us in boot camp, they had us to recite this little quote. It was very small, but it was so powerful. You know, sometimes the small, like a tic-tac, you know, sometimes the smallest little thing can have a lot of power. And so they had us say, if it is to be, it is up to me. Yeah, say that. If it is to be, it is up to me. Now, the interesting thing that they pointed out about that quote is that every word in the quote has how many letters? How many letters are in each word? Right. There's only two letters in each word. So if it is to be, it is up to me. Now, there's only 10 words altogether, right? Only 10 words altogether. So, 20, characters or less, you can change your whole life. Your whole life can change with just those 20 letters. If it is to be, it is up to me. And some of the letters are repeated. There's a bunch of I's and a bunch of T's. You see, and here's the thing, to be taught that at a very early age, it really goes a long way. So I try to teach that quote. I learned that in the military, and I do try to teach that wherever I go, other places where I go, I try to let people know that you have control over your, how you feel. You have control over how you feel. You may not have total control of your life, because we know God is in control, but he has given you the ability to take control over how you feel. You see, remember, he's giving you a free will. You have a free will. So therefore, you have control. Stop saying that you don't have any control over what happens in your life, because you do. You absolutely have control over what happens in your life, because if you look back over your life, and if you were to dissect it, discover that your feelings has driven you to a lot of places that you may or may not have wanted to be. Okay, I say may or may not have wanted to be. It's your feelings that help to drive your destiny. And so that is very, very important. That is a very, very powerful and important tool to have in your arsenal of weapons that is going to take you to the next level in your life, is to know that your feelings are critical. How you feel about something can change the whole situation. Because how you feel about yourself, how you feel about things that happen to you, and then how we react to these things. So, while we were waiting to bring our guests on, I just thought I would throw that out there for those who are willing to grab a hold of nuggets. We call them nuggets of wisdom. If you want to grab a hold of a nugget of wisdom, something to take with you on that next job interview, on that next job, you know, if you want to take it into that next relationship, if you want to take it to that next project that you're going to be working on, well, that's a great nugget to have with you. Understanding that and accepting, because it's one thing to know something, but before you can begin to really use it and benefit from it, you have to receive it. You have to make it your own. You have to adopt it to yourself, to your lifestyle. But if it is to be, it is up to me. And you have to say that. So the me has to become you. Yet the me has to become you. And that's why you have to say it. And I tell you, if you say it enough times, and if you think it, and if you feel it, you will do it. And if you do it, you should get the same results that everybody else who is, quote-unquote, doing it is getting. You should get the same results if you're doing basically the same thing. So what kinds of things do you want to put under that banner of if it is to be, it is up to me? Well, just put everything there. And if something doesn't fit, it'll fall out on its own. But try not to be too judgmental of what should be and what should not be. Just include everything. And what doesn't work, what doesn't fit, will fall out on its own. But you can put it with anything you're doing. Again, a special project, a relationship, a career, college, wherever you want to put it. You could be fixing a car, for that matter, and as you could be having a struggle, you know, getting those brakes on or getting the transmission out, and you could say, if it is to be, it is up to me, and you could garner yourself some power to get it done, this supernatural power. Many a day, I use it on my calculus exams when I was sitting at Essex County College and Union County College, and they told me I had to take calculus. Well, instead of being fearful, I adopted a feeling of empowerment. I said, okay, I could have gone, oh, I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of math. I'm scared. But after saying a few times, if it is to be, it is up to me. If I am to do well in calculus, it's up to Lalisa to do it. I have to do something to make this happen. You know, when I went back to school in my 30s, let me tell you, I figured something out that I never knew when I was in 3rd grade and 5th grade and 7th grade and 11th grade, because I never made it to the 12th. But I figured something out in college that I never knew. I'm telling you, people think I'm making this up when I tell you that I never knew this, because some people think it's common knowledge. But not everything is common to everyone. And that's why I mention it sometimes, because I don't think other people know either. But maybe they do know. And well, I don't know. You may have another issue if you do know this. But I never knew that learning is something that you know, can happen to anyone. And I'm telling you, I did know and I didn't know one thing. I didn't know that you don't have to know. That's why you go to school, to learn it. Because for a long time, I thought, when I went to school, I always felt like they were expecting me to know something that I should have already known. It never dawned on me until I hit college at age 30 that the teacher, for the most part, at least the lesson that they're teaching, yeah, they expect you to know what you were, have supposed to learn in a previous grade. Okay, but in, for their class, you're not supposed to know. That's why they're there to teach you. You are supposed to have some knowledge from whatever class you had previously. But from that class, no, you don't have to know. You don't have to know anything. You just have to be willing to learn. And so I seemed like I never knew that in class. I didn't know that. I'm showing up, and if I would pay attention and listen, see, that's critical right there. Okay, that's a big problem with a lot of students. They don't listen because their mind is thinking about everything else, so they don't really hear what their teacher is saying, which isn't the worst thing in the world as long as you're going to read the chapter later. Or read the information, you know, if you can take notes. But that was another thing I learned too, which would have been nice had I learned that when I was in grade school. I learned that taking notes helped me to stay focused and listen to the teacher. So that helped. That was a big help for me, taking notes and then sitting right up front. So therefore, I didn't have all the other distractions in the classroom. There was no. And that's, you know, unfortunately, I know in some schools, you know, kids, especially in the lower grades, the kids sit where they are easily distracted because they have them sit facing one another. And then it's easy to be distracted by the kid, you know, right in front of you or the child next to you. And the kid can make a funny face, they could throw something, they could draw. There's a lot of ways to be distracted, but in college you don't have that problem, so... Yeah, a lot of children will be a lot more successful if we could ever get them out of, you know, high school, grade school, whatever you want to call it, and get them into college, because then things are set up a little bit differently. And so with that being said, I would definitely like to just let you know that we are having some technical difficulties. I know you're wondering, okay, you said you have a guest, where's the guest? I guess we'll be on probably for the second half of the show, but as soon as we get our system up and running, that is the beauty and the not-so-beauty part of being on Blog Talk, being on so early in the morning, because sometimes all the kinks aren't worked out of the system. But in this life, you got to be a pioneer, you got to be one of those persons that's, you know, willing to... go through certain things and put up with certain things. So this is one that we have to put up with. And so we should have things up and running in a minute. But I suspect that there is someone out there who really, really needs to hear about what I was just talking about, how you have the power over a large part of your life. Maybe not all of it. Yes, God is in control. That is true. But you are in control as well. You're like a co-pilot, right? You're a co-pilot, and you have to know when to direct and when not to. You have to know when to move and when not to move. And so you have the authority to do what you need to do to make your life a success. You know, you're not going to be able to blame God and say, well, God, my life wasn't a success because you had control and you didn't do something. No, you're not going to be able to do that. So you have the power to make your life a success. And there are so many people who have given up their right to become a success in life. They have bought into some lie or some stereotype that says a certain person born with this, born with that, born without this or that, can't not be successful. I know that's a story that's been going around for centuries, but it's a lie. It is not true. Anyone can be a success because success is different for each and every person. Right? Success is about goal attainment. It's about achievements. It's about accomplishing things. So success is different for almost every single person. But the process of success works the same. So when we say look at someone else, we're talking about looking at the process of change, of success, not necessarily the individual success. Because for one person, owning their own home is a success. And for another, renting is a success. It depends on the person. For one person, going to a trade school and receiving some type of certification is success. And for someone else, they want a PhD. Both success, but people are different. People's desires and wants and purpose in life is different. Your purpose now, we're talking about something totally different. Because now, based on what your purpose is, okay, for some people, their purpose is to instruct and teach and empower people. Now they're going to have a different process, a different role that they'll have to climb, different things that they'll have to go through. Others, they will do some other work. Their purpose may involve helping other types of people, helping people. Like I have a lady that I've been talking to recently. She wants to help prevent homelessness. That's her desire. Someone else wants to help prevent obesity. That's that person's desire. Someone else wants to help individuals explore their gifts and talents. That's their desire. I want to help coach people to live their dream. That's my desire, my purpose. So everyone has having something different. It's okay. You're not here to be someone else's clone. You are here to find out your unique purpose that God has for you. And yes, it may look like someone else's purpose. That's okay, because you're not that person, so it's still unique. There are more than one people, and thank God for it, that want to eradicate homelessness and hunger, world hunger. All types of hunger. There are people who want to put an end, like myself, who want to see the end of domestic violence and sexual assault. We want to see that stop. The stories are too painful. It's too tragic when we hear about it. You know, there are some people who want to help young people make the best choices. About choices, and some people want to help the young make good choices. It's not to say that they will be perfect. No, we don't expect them to be perfect. Well, no one's perfect, so we don't expect that. But what we do want to see them do is get the benefits of making good choices. There are awesome benefits into making good choices. Now, I have to say, there's also lots of benefits to making the wrong choice in life. When you make the wrong choice in life, as most everyone will at some point in their life, when you make the wrong choice, you still have an opportunity to do great things, because now you can take whatever result you got from making your bad choice, and now you can begin to help others who have ended up in that same boat, or you may be able to help others who have not yet ended up in that boat, who might end up in that boat coming up very soon. You never know when that boat is coming for you, but the boat does come from time to time for different people, and when it comes, you want to make sure you have something that you can combat that with. But you want to be able to take your life, analyze it, see what you have or what you don't have, and here's what I like to do. I like to just, you know, do a basic gap analysis. See, what is the gap between where I am and where I want to be? Okay, let's look at a gap. We do what we call in training a gap analysis. With a gap analysis, we go into an organization, we talk to the CEO or whoever is in charge, and we ask them, where do you see this company going? Where do you want it to be? What's an idea company for you? And then we say, okay, well, where are you right now? And we look at where the company wants to be, we look at where the company is now, and then we look at the gap. And then we can design an implementation program. We can design and then implement something we can implement to close the gap. All right? But just trying to, you know, fix your company or be a great company without understanding this gap, without doing a gap analysis, you may just be spinning your wheels and never getting anywhere. But if you actually take the time and to bring in a consultant like myself or other consultants, somebody that can come in, that can sit down and do a business analysis with you, analyze your business, analyze your employees and what's going on, and then it's the same thing a doctor's do when you go to a doctor. They assume that everybody wants optimal health, so they already have the place where you're going, and they look at where you are, and then they give you some medicines to help you get there. Well, we do the same. It's the same thing, just for half the cost, and that's all. So you have this gap analysis that you can do on your life. You look at your life, and you can say, where is it that you want to be? What's the you know, ultimate for you? Is it good health? Is it a good relationship? Do you want to have lots of, you know, friendly relationships? What is it that you want? And then how far are you from that place by looking at where you are right now? And then look at what would it take to close that? And, of course, then you can apply all the goal-setting techniques along the way. But you got to first look at, you got to first do this gap analysis to see where it is that you want to be and where you are right now. Now, once you do that, you're pretty much good to go, because now you have something to work on. You have something to look forward to. So now you're going to be motivated. Looking forward to something is a great motivation for people. For some people, they're motivated to go to work every day because they look forward to the day. Either when they can retire and have enough money saved up that they can live the way they want to live. Some people are motivated to go to work because they're in a field that they know is their purpose, and it gives them a great desire, so that motivates them to get up and go to work every day. When you're doing something that you love, that you know is helping the exact people that God has placed you on the earth to help, you'll get up every morning without a problem. You won't even think about it. It won't even feel like work, number one. It's not work for you. If you're doing something that you know is what God has called and purposed you to do, you'll get up and do it every single day. It will be no bother. You won't even focus on it. You won't even worry about it. You just get up and you'll do it. And you'll love every second of your day. You may get frustrated. You know, things may happen throughout the course of the day. Things don't always go your way, but you'll be okay with all of it because it's on purpose is what you want to do. Now, I know you have lots of comments that you'd love to make, and I would absolutely love for you to make them. However, we don't have access to the switchboard right now, and we don't have access to the chat room, so for those of you who are listening via your computer, that's great. We thank you. We appreciate you, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi and Ms. Kiva. And I know you can hear, though you cannot access the chat room. But that might be okay for some of you because you're usually multitasking as you're tuned into the show. So there you have it. And then for those of you who are listening to the phones, well, listening via the phone, well, you're not able to participate in the chat room anyway, so you're good to go. And then also good morning to Ms. Hope Harper, Ms. Kelly Johnson, her beautiful daughter that we're so glad has been tuning in a couple times. Wonderful. Congratulations and good morning. Good morning. We know people have lots of things going on. Miss Kiva Renee, who also has a radio show to encourage and empower you, write your own Blog Talk Radio. Her show does air on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So make sure you go to her page, sign up to be a friend of hers so that you can stay connected with all that she's doing. And also keep in mind that Kiva also has a live encouraging event in the Nashville, Tennessee area. So connect with her on Facebook if you're ever in that area once a month on a Thursday. And she may have other events, but at least we know it's on the third Thursday of the month. You can connect with her. She's doing big things down there. And you can always listen to any archive of her show right there on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I want to give a shout out to my good friend, Mr. Howard Scott, also known as the Motivation Master. He is involved with big things. He has a new magazine out called Reflection. So make sure you get your hands on Reflection and get your ad in Reflection. The paper is being distributed all over Philadelphia and also all over New Jersey as well, and probably New York as well. So he is doing big things, and we can't wait for the paper to go nationwide and then worldwide. So we're very, very excited about that. And it could be there already if he has electronic version. Anything you put on the internet is already worldwide. So that's why it's called the World Wide Web. WWW stands for the World Wide Web. So awesome. So that's great. He's doing that. And if you have something that you're doing, please email myself or you can email Patricia Martin. And I will try to make sure I mention it. There are dry cleaners there in Cincinnati, Ohio, 8876 Colbain Avenue Custom Care. They have implemented a new program where you can, if you so choose, they still have the old program, but if you so choose, you can take your clothes there, and any garment will be $288 to clean and press. Any garment will be $288, but you have to pay in advance if you want to take advantage of that special. So right now, any garment is $288. So if you know anyone, or if you're in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and you want to go on out there and you want to take advantage of that special. I don't know how long the special is going to run, so you want to take advantage of it for as long as you can. And so get out there to Custom Care Cleaners. And also back to my friend Mr. Howard, what he is doing, he is a part of this big, 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 big African American Heritage Parade, and it's going to be outdoors. It actually starts, if I'm not mistaken, the whole thing, I believe it starts today. But they will be at the Weekway Park over the weekend with food, rides for the kids, vendors galore, performers, entertainers. I'm pretty sure L.A. Suave will be there. He's awesome. You got to check him out. He's funny. If it's like it used to be, there will be Dr. Albert Lewis. I call Dr. Albert Lewis the Bobby Jones of New Jersey. He is awesome, and he has all these gospel choirs that he's a part of. And he's doing big things. And they will have local artists, I'm sure. People like Lady Rose will be there performing. I'm not certain, but these are standard people in New Jersey that typically go out to these kinds of events and they perform. Also, you'll probably have a motivational speaker up. I think her name is the kind of funny name. Sounds like Lillian. Oh, me, probably. I don't know, but that would be great if I could, but I'm not sure. But we'll definitely have Mr. Howard Scott. You know he is a powerhouse, but he will be there all weekend doing great, 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 great things. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And who L's. There's a lot going on. So that's the African American Heritage Parade, and it does go this whole weekend. They have events, and then the parade will take place downtown Newark on, I believe, the parade. I'm not sure. I don't want to get the dates all mixed up. So you can go to, Mr. Howard has a page on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, Howard Scott, and you can find the flyer. You can find the flyer in, or you can go to the internet and Google it, and it will come up. You can also go to almost any establishment in New Jersey, and you will find the flyers. And don't forget the magazine. Got to get a copy of Reflections. Got to get a copy of the magazine. So, now, with that being said, again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. If you have any comments or questions, and if you're on the phone line, you can just hit your number one key, and I will pick up your phone line. And also, if you are trying to, we only have a few minutes left to the show, but if you desire to go to the chat room and type me a message or ask me a question or make a comment, the chat room is finally open. That just goes to show you I am a person that I refuse to give up, even though technology was trying to hold me up, but I wasn't going to give up, okay? So I think that probably sounds like a little motivational quote. If you're held up, don't give up, okay? You may be delayed, but you're not denied. May be defeated, but not destroyed. Never destroyed. Never. We will never be destroyed. Ever. Ever. You can never be destroyed. Defeated? Yes. Can someone win a battle or two? Yes. Can you lose out here and there? Yes. But you'll never be destroyed. So you're going to come back bigger, better, and stronger. Right? You're going to come back bigger, better, and stronger. And as Marvin Sapp would say, and wiser. See, that's the key. Who would not want more wisdom? So sometimes, yes, we celebrate the times that we have to go into problems and these hard times and these crazy situations, because if we pay attention to our surroundings and if we listen to that still small voice, we're going to come out wiser, wiser, wiser. So today is Friday, and we know that we got to get Monday. Monday is Memorial Day. It is a holiday, but I will be up early. Trust me. I don't like to miss a day of the show if I don't have to. But Monday, we will be up Monday, and we will have a show on Monday morning, Memorial Day. For those of you who would like to call in and give a Memorial Day, you know, tribute to someone and tell us why that person is special in your life. I already have my list of people that have already gone on from this side and why they were special in my life. So I want you to think about who you would like to memorialize, somebody that you want to remember, and why this person is special in your life. And so we thank you, Patricia. Good morning. I see you there in the chat room. So she knows. She is such a good friend. We thank God for her. And, you know, God is just doing great things in her life, too, you know, and just wonderful things. So with that being said, again, we have, so what have we talked about? We've talked about you having control and power of your life. Ten simple words, two letters each word. Let you know that each and every day, if it is to be, it is up to me. I can't change it to you because that would be throwing it off. But if it is to be, it is up to me. You have to say it, write it down. I tell you, that changed my life totally to say that, to know it, to put it into action. Sometimes I do forget. Okay, that's why you have to write these things down. Trust me, you can get busy, sidetracked, distracted, and a lot of other things, and forget it. Don't forget it. Keep remembering that. You know, I remember I went to a seminar, about 6 years ago. No, maybe like seven or eight years ago. And one of the speakers, he taught us something else that's very short but very significant. And he said that we should, with words of affirmation and how, again, he was talking about the same thing, changing your life, taking control of your destiny, having a purpose, going forward. And he told us to say this. We were to say, I can, I will, and I must. So you got to say those three things. I can do it. Number one, I got to believe in myself. I will do it. You know, that's putting some fire behind my action. And then I must do it. That is absolutely confirming it. It's like, it's a done deal. Okay? When you tell yourself, I must do it, it's a done deal. So when it comes to going back to college, starting a business, getting a job, letting go of a bad relationship, okay? Don't let go of a good one now. You'll be sorry. But to let go of a bad one, you have to say that sometimes. I can, I will, and I must. Three little phrases. Two words each. A total of how many words? Just six words. So we got ten words with 20 letters changing your life. Now we got, you know, three phrases, six words to change your life. I can, I will, I must. Those are words of affirmation. Don't use words like, I can't do that, I won't do that, I shouldn't do that. Don't use those kind of words. Okay? Use the words, it might be, maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you want balance in your life. Maybe you're like all over the place, like me and many other people. And you want balance. Maybe you're confused. You don't know if you're making the right decision or wrong. You don't have a clue. And you want clarity. You want to clarify. Now, don't forget that the things that I'm telling you are not easy things to do for some of us. So for those of you who need a personal coach, I'm here for you. All you have to do is contact me through Facebook or even call my cell, or you can go to my website and you can sign up for coaching where you can basically be guided along those lines to help you develop and reach your personal best in any area: health, money, fitness, spiritual, balance. Have balance for your life. Go for your goals. Go for your dreams. If you're going to be in North Carolina, you can sign up. I'll be doing coaching, live coaching right there, one-on-one. You can sign up for a coaching session in North Carolina if you're going to be there on June the 24th through the 24th and 25th. But I can, I will, I must. You have to say that. You're going back to school. You got to say, I can, I will, I must. If you have a project to complete at work, you tell yourself, that gives you that fortification. You get fortify yourself. You get strength. You get to stand up. You have to stand up tall. Put your shoulders back. Hold your head up high. Okay? And look yourself right dead in the eye through the mirror and tell yourself, I can, I will, and I must become a success. Achieve my goals. Do whatever it is that God has placed in my heart. You know, He gives you the desire of your heart. Whatever thing you desire, He said. He said, whatsoever thing you desire. He said, whatsoever thing you desire. If you believe that you receive it. See, that's why that receive is big. Because a lot of people believe things, but they don't receive it. They believe it can happen, but they haven't received yet. It'll happen for them. But He says, if you believe that you received it, then you have it. In other words, that receiving is powerful. It is a powerful tool that, if people people in the coaching business, okay, we know how to get people to that stage of receiving. Because a lot of times your blessings are blocked because you're only at the believing stage. You haven't yet received it, and it's right there for you to receive. But in order to receive it, you have to take hold of it. You have to put it into action. You got to get going with it. To receive something, again, you can believe that you can achieve greatness. You can believe it. But have you yet received it? In other words, do you really know it can happen for you? And if you've received it, then why not act like it's already done? That's what I like to teach people in my coaching sessions. Why not act like it's already done? And I teach people how that looks, how to do that. Okay? So those are the major things that can guide your success in life. Remember, if it is to be, it is up to me. And I can, I will, and must. Now I have one more that is, again, life-changing, I'm telling you. You will become a success with this faster than anything I know. You'll write that book. You'll make that movie. You'll sing that song. I had a young man yesterday. I went to a huge job fair at Essex County College. I mean, it was humongous because, like, everybody and their mother is out of work. And so in the gym of the college, the gym is very large. And in that gym, they had to have at least, let's see, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. They had to have at least 100 people there in terms of vendors or whatever, employers. Now, here's the thing. Out of those hundreds, probably at least half of them, I've never seen this at a job fair. This is the absolute first time. And I've been to a lot of job fairs. This is the first time I've ever seen this at a job fair. It just shows you where we are right now in the economy. There were thousands of people that came to the job fair to look for work. That's how many people are out of work. People with degrees, people without degrees. I mean, people that didn't even know. They're just people. People were there. People were there. Trust me. Some of them just were there. Believe me, you. So we had people all the way from the suits all the way down to shorts and flip-flops. Come on, y'all. At a job fair, people came in shorts and flip-flops. Do you hear me? Pedal pushers. I've never seen that in a job fair before in my life. I've seen people come, you know, and not quite with the whole dress for success, you know, mindset, but flip-flops and pedal pushers. Are those pants that come like right below your knee and shorts? Okay, anyway, that's how desperate people, they want jobs, right? But here's another thing that I worked in my days, and when I worked as a recruiter, we went to many, 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 many job fairs. And here was what I saw at this job fair that I had never seen before. What I saw at this particular job fair that truly, truly stunned me, there were so many people there, so many of the vendors, at least probably half of them, half the vendors were school. Now, typically, you'll have colleges there. And, of course, they're looking for students, you know, because they know that if a person is unemployed, that they possibly is willing to go to school now since you can't find a job. But jobs are so scarce that almost half of the job fair were schools, all kinds of training programs, nursing. You want to train in the financial field. You want to train in the medical field. You want to train. There was one school there, as a matter of fact. I believe it was Montclair State. Montclair State was there telling people about these programs if you want to be a teacher. Okay? They were there talking to people. I thought about employers trying to find out what jobs were really open. But a lot of them were schools. There was a college there. Hohokus or something. I never heard of this college. They were there, and I mean, this college had three tables, and they were giving away everything. They had the cutest little gift bags. They had, you know, it was like a college fair versus a job fair. It was like a training fair, basically. Everything was because a lot of the vendors there were vendors offering you some kind of training. 5 week, 10 week, 20 week. But it had been labeled as a job fair. People came there with their resumes expecting to find a job. Now, yes, you had Home Depot there. You had Lowe's there. They were actually doing some hiring. I didn't get around to some of the other tables, I guess, because those are the only two. I mean, the Army was there, of course. They're recruiting. They're hiring. The Army, and there you go. People say, ain't no jobs. Yeah, there are. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marine got jobs, okay? So don't, I know people, it's not the jobs they want. When people say there are no jobs, what they're really saying, there's no job that I want to do. There's no job that I want to work at. But don't say there's no jobs, because there are tons of jobs. But are you qualified to do the job for which companies are hiring, and would you be considered the best and the brightest to that company? Because today companies are hiring. Sorry, y'all. Times have changed. Nowadays, companies want the best and the brightest, and that's just that. There's no way of getting around it, okay? That's what they want. Oh, the correction facility in Jersey City, they were hiring Hudson County Correction. So if you want to work there, you can get a job there pretty much. So they were hiring. And it's a great job. I mean, you know, it's good pay, good benefits. So it was a very, 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 very good good work. It was good to know what training is available, but if you wanted to sign up for training, but that was something I had never seen in all the job fairs I've ever been to. I've never seen that many training vendors there to offer people training as a nurse's aide, a home health aide, and a lot of places, like I said, colleges were there, schools were there, but it was mostly to sign people up for training. They had, it felt like a training. It didn't feel like much like a job fair. It felt more like a training fair, career training fair, where you would come and sign up for training. But I guess the people who were, and it was free. If you wanted to be a vendor, it wouldn't have cost you anything. But here's what I thought was interesting is that these people who are offering the training, you know, I give them kudos because what they know is that if that many people could show up looking for a job, I'm telling you there were thousands of people there, if that many people could show up looking for a job and not find it, then they ought to be in training at least. Maybe you need to upgrade your skills. Maybe that's why you're not finding a job. Maybe you need to go into a new field. Maybe the field for which you already trained is closed. It's saturated. There's no real jobs in that market. Maybe you need to take a new training or something. I didn't see, I've seen a couple of positions, maybe like for accountant, customer service, but not that many. But I did see a lot of schools were there, colleges, training centers. And I almost felt like, wow, this would have been a perfect time to have my training center right there because everybody, eventually, of course, people were, you know, saying, well, this isn't good because we want jobs and you're offering us training. We want to work. We need a paycheck. So probably what the government will have to do, which I know the government is doing in some cities, what they're going to have to do or probably will do if they're not doing, is they will probably start to offer people some kind of a financial stipend if they do sign up for some training. I mean, they're already doing that through programs like TANF and programs like unemployment. If a person happens to be unemployed, you can go to school and they will pay for it. But they will probably start doing that for even just the average person that may not be on TANF, may not be unemployed. I mean, may be unemployed, but not through unemployment. Maybe the person got fired off their job. Maybe the person is unemployed because they can't find work. Not everybody unemployed gets that unemployment benefit. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they already have it like that, where you can get... Well, at least they will pay for the training. Now, you may not get a stipend for attending, but you do get paid for the training. There are many people who are in various training programs now where the government is already paying for that training. So if you want to look to that, you can contact your unemployment office. They have lots and lots and lots. Actually, you can go online. They have websites now where you can find out. So that's what I noticed yesterday, which really threw me off because I was like expecting to see more employers. I really was. But now that I see what I see and know what I know about the economy, I'm not surprised that they were mostly schools. Now, what I did was, I went around and wanted to know if any of those schools were hiring. And I told some of the people that I brought with me to the job fair that they should do the same. Because if these schools are going to get a lot more students, which they should as a result of yesterday, because what they're going to do is get your name and your resume. And then every person had to register to get inside. So Essex County now has a large database of people. So now they can send those people emails and let them alert them to if there are any other job fairs or if there are any job openings. Everyone had to stop and register. You either registered online or you registered on site. They had a registration table right there. So now they have all the contact information of people. So it's been great, I tell you, it's been good. And we're going to work on next week getting our guest on. I'm sure our guest tried to call in but wasn't able to get in for some odd reason. But we want to thank those who did hang in there with us. I know we were having some technical difficulties this morning. But I've already talked with Blog Talk, so that should be fixed for next week, and we shouldn't have this problem again. I know it's happened a couple times, so we've been looking into that. But we thank those of you who did tune in. Go head to those cookouts. Have a great time this weekend. I'm going to a couple myself. I'm excited about that. And thank you also, Mr. Richard Flanagan, for tuning in. Thank you, the other guests, for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who are on the switchboard, and for those of you who will go back and listen to the archive, please don't forget, if you know someone that you think could benefit by listening to the show, to the motivation, the empowerment, the inspiration, the coaching, the instruction, the guidance, the career help, please, please, please tell them to tune in every morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Now, been empowered, go out and empower someone else. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.